thanks to Oral-B, who has been named the official toothbrush of the NFL, we get a chance to spend some time with Ken Walker, the star running back of the Seattle Seahawks. And Ken, before we get into all the football stuff, man, I got to ask you, are you a morning or nighttime brushing guy?
I'm a throughout the day brushing guy, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. I like to, I know it's harder, like, being here, but, you know, Oral-B really made it much easier to be able to, like, you know, brush my teeth throughout the day. I like to really brush after every meal, you know what I'm saying, to keep my teeth perfectly clean type stuff. So, and the Oral-B IO series toothbrush really helped me with that. And it got like a 2-minute timer, and it lets me know when, you know, I'm done. And it's much better than the old, you know, manual toothbrush that I used to have.
Well, man, they got the right guy for the job. If you're brushing your teeth throughout the day, they know that they're going to have a pearly white smile repping the brand. So, you know, I also would have to imagine, man, you do a lot in 2 minutes. You do you ran 55 yards in a lot less than 2 minutes on Thursday night. I'm guessing you've been smiling since. Talk to us for a second about that big game against the Rams.
Yeah. That was crazy. You know, the atmosphere, especially, I'll start off with the 12s. The atmosphere was crazy. You know, people, we walked out the tunnel, you know, seeing all the lights, and, you know, it was a crazy atmosphere. You know, I feel like that was just an overall team win. You know, everybody had to come together in order to win that game. And, you know, we came out with the win. So that's good.
When was, I mean, you are one of the fastest players in the NFL, one of the most explosive players to ever play for the Seahawks. Do you remember growing up when you first realized you were faster than everybody else?
I can't remember really, bro. It was, I started football at a young age. I was 4, you know, so I've been playing for a minute, but I can't really remember when I really just felt like I was just the fastest out on the field.
Well, so, you know, everyone probably thinks running backs, you know, it's just about pure talent and, you know, physical ability, athletic ability. But there's a lot of thinking that goes on with preparing for how to find the right hole, pick the right timing, work with your lineman. You know, share a little bit about, you know, the preparation that goes into being a great running back.
Yeah, definitely. It's a lot you gotta know. Like growing up, at first I used to just play the game, you know, just play it off straight instincts and everything. But then, like, even in college, I used to do that. But when I got to the pros, I realized, like, these guys are smart, too. So I had to really start to get detailed in my game and, like, studying and really being in film and paying attention to the linebackers that I face, the fronts that I face, and, you know, everything like that. And something I feel like that's really important is being able to manipulate the defense and making them go one way, setting them up to go one way, knowing you're going the other way. And I feel like on that 55-yard run, that was that showed it, like, that showcased it with me pressing it and pretty much setting up my blocks and bringing the backer down and going the opposite way in the backside gap.
Yeah, and you guys, obviously, everyone's talked about Sam Darnold and Clint Kubiak and the new offense that's been brought in this year. I think there's less people have been talking about that. There's been kind of a change in emphasis in the style of run, right? So a lot more outside zone than there had been before. Obviously, you always have that as part of a game plan, but it's a little bit more the focus. Does it take a little time to kind of work with your offensive line, with the new coaches, to kind of figure out, you know, how to press and when to press and when to bust it out? And like, what's that process been like for you?
Yeah, definitely. It's been I'll be honest, it's been a journey with that, because, you know, you got to trust it. You know, I had to get used to, like, trusting it when we practice and, you know, watching film. You think you pressed it, but then you watch film and, you know, you didn't press it enough and you could have did better. You know what I'm saying? So it's always room for improvement with that. And, you know, I feel like over time and, you know, at this point, I feel like I've gotten the hang of it pretty much. And, you know, just got to keep trusting the process and keep working at it.
I don't know if you know this, but there was a moment in another great Seahawks running back's career, Marshawn Lynch, when he came to Seattle and he, you know, was struggling a little bit. And he, and at the time, Tom Cable was the offensive line coach. They had a conversation and kind of came to a meeting of the minds, and Marshawn credits Tom Cable for kind of changing his career after that. I'm curious, have you ever spent any time with Marshawn just talking about what it means to play running back and getting any, you know, trading any tips between the two of you?
Nah, usually when me and Marshawn see each other, we just joke around a lot. We've talked about football though. Pretty much film. We've spoken over film and certain stuff to watch. And, well, he used to talk to me about like what he watched on film and stuff like that. So, I listen to that, but, yeah, usually when me and him talk to each other, it's like right before a game. So it gotta be quick. And, you know, then I'm out there playing. So I'll be locked in.
Well, I mean, anybody that's talking to Marshawn Lynch should be joking around. I mean, that guy's pretty fun. And you've also got a chance to play with a fullback this year, which is more of a focus than it's been in past years. You know, I think mm-hmm. you mentioned at the beginning of the season that you're kind of looking forward to that, gives you more reads mm-hmm. Off of that. How has that been to adjust to having a fullback?
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. You know, I said before, it's like an extra set of eyes and just an extra body in front of you, you know. And I feel like with Oots and we got Brady as well, they've been great. You know, they're opening a hole for us, me and Zach. And I feel like it's pretty cool to have a fullback. You know, I never really had a fullback before, so that's cool to see.
What's people get kind of a feel for what a quarterback room's like and maybe the receiver room and so on. What's the running back room like? If you were to describe it to somebody that isn't part of the Seahawks, what is the running back room of the Seahawks like?
I feel like we chill, like we don't do too much talking. Yeah, it's a chill group, bro. We don't do much talking in our group. So, you know, we got J.O. and J.O. crack jokes, but you know, oftentimes we probably don't really laugh at him. So he'll be like, oh, that's a joke. Like trying to get us to laugh. But, it's a pretty chill group, real laid back. And we're real tight in the group though.
So, you know, I got to ask you, this is a tough question. So you might have to think about it, but who first of all, would you say is the best smile on the team outside of you? Like if you're looking at someone else that's probably taking advantage of an Oral-B toothbrush, who jumps out to you on that front?
Rashid Shaheed.
Oh yeah.
He always got a smile on his face, bro. I gotta say Rashid, and I would say Blitz too. Blitz got a new pair of teeth. I don't know if y'all seen it or not, but Blitz got a new pair of teeth. You know, we'll be helping him out with his teeth, so I would say Blitz as well.
What's it like having a guy like that that's just always smiling, part of coming in and be part of the team?
It's cool, bro. When he first got here, we was happy about having him here because I used to talk about him all the time when he was at the Saints on how fast he is, and then we end up getting him like, damn, that's cool. But it's cool, bro. Like, he's the same person every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, always bringing energy with a smile on his face, you know, always positive. So it's always good to have somebody positive around in the locker room and just around in general. You know, we love positive energy here.
You talked about during the training camp conversation that we had, I think that you had put a new effort into your, you know, regimen. You're taking care of yourself, getting more sleep, I think, was part of that. And that was a big focus for you. How do you feel like that's paid off so far this season?
It's paid off a lot. You know, my pops used to always tell me like, eat right. You know, he used to always harp on that. And I already knew, but like at the same time, I just wasn't disciplined enough to put into action. And then this past off season, I started to cook and everything and like try to get my diet right. So, that's really what started it. And, you know, sleeping was a big part too, into like all that, and just learning my whole routine and learning my body. And I feel much better like going into practices or going into games. You know what I'm saying? My performance, I feel like, is much better as well. And you know, I'm seeing things different. I can perform at a high level.
What's your kind of go-to meal that you like to cook if you get you have time to do it?
During the season, I get like a meal prep, but it'll be broccoli, ground beef, and sweet potatoes. But when I was cooking, it was like chicken, broccoli, and potatoes. It was the same thing, really. I try to get a meal I don't get tired of. And also, like, when I'm cooking, I try to make something simple that's quick. So, because I used to, like, if I mess it up, I'm just going to order something because I don't feel like making it again. So, yeah, I started just doing something simple.
You mentioned your dad, man. What's your relationship like with your dad, and how often do you guys talk?
Yeah, that's my best friend. I talk to him every day. That's my best friend. You know, he raised me. that's who is my trainer, and who's like, you know, he's just been in my life through everything, you know what I'm saying? So he out here right now. He'll be here throughout Christmas and everything. But yeah, we talk every day, you know. I was just talking about like how after games, good games or bad games, you know, he always did it for me. And it's always good to have someone like that in your corner that you can trust and that got your best interest in mind.
Yeah. And I mean, there's a lot of players that have, you know, dads, you know, that are maybe on their backs about things, or former coaches. You know, it sounds like he's a guy. Is he a guy that's always, you know, positive, or is he going to give you the tough love too?
He just honest. He just going to be straight up with me. And that's the best thing about him. You know, when I was younger, it was hard, cause you know, I was waking up in the mornings as a kid and having to work out and like do all these things and like not knowing why I got to do it. I know I'm talking about like tears in my eyes and everything, like, but like, when I got older, I seen like all that pay off, you know, I'm here in football in the NFL, like this is year four for me. And, without that, you know, I wouldn't have been this, without him, I wouldn't have been this far. So, yeah, it was tough when I was growing up, cause you know, if it was easy, I wouldn't have made it this far, but it all paid off. And, you know, yeah, he's just honest with me. You know, if I mess up on a play in the game, he gonna tell me. And if I did good, he'll tell me as well. So.
All right. Last couple things and I'll let you go. So if I told you that the thing that's going to decide whether the Seahawks win a Super Bowl this year or not is you, your ability to continue to play as well as you've been playing lately, and play even better if that's what's required. You feel like you're ready for the climb that's ahead?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely ready. You know, that's what I've been preparing for. You know, that's why I got a routine. That's why I try to sleep, try to eat right. Cause I want to be able to be someone that my teammates can rely on when, you know, someone's needed. Yeah, I just want to be able to be that person that my teammates rely on and be who my teammates think I am. So, yeah, definitely.
I know, last thing here, I know that, you know, it's one game at a time, one week at a time. You guys have the Carolina Panthers this week. You finish up with the 49ers next week. How hard is it when you see, like, this is a lot, all the work you've done your whole life, all the offseason, all the hours you put in, everything comes together and you guys are in a position to get the number one overall seed for the NFC, and you got to take care of business the rest of the way, but you got to stay focused on what's in front of you. How hard is it to not kind of let the moment get too big, or, you know, think about all the stuff around it and just kind of get back to just taking care of what you have to do to win the game that's right in front of you?
Well, I'll speak for myself. Me personally, I don't really feel like it's hard. Cause I remember at the beginning of the season when like before the season started, many people didn't think we was going to be, you know, this far, you know? So like a lot of people probably, oh, Seahawks are this and that, or, you know what I'm saying? But really it's just like blocking out the noise and, you know, continuously staying focused on what the main goal is. And right now the main goal is playing against Carolina. And Mike makes good points as well. Like he talks about the noise as well, but we know, and like, we don't get that far unless we win this next game that's coming up. So we just got to keep that 1-0 mentality and, you know, just be ready for this upcoming weekend.
Well, man, Ken, it's been great to talk to you. Appreciate Oral-B providing the opportunity. And let's hope you get a chance to flash those pearly whites a bunch more times the rest of the season. Good luck with that.
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate you, brother.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.